Farron Young is a name that doesn't crop up too often in discussions of country music these days. But from the 50s through the 70s, Young scored 38 top 10 country singles, and he gave Willie Nelson his first big break as a songwriter. Farron Young is the subject of two new greatest hits collections. Ken Tucker has this review.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women, I'm thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
That's Farron Young's first number one hit, Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young, recorded in 1955 and also the title of a brand new greatest hits collection from the Country Music Foundation. Born in Shreveport, Louisiana, Young started out imitating Hank Williams' high, lonesome yowl with songs about reckless behavior and wild nightlife. This got his foot in the Nashville door, but very quickly Young began to pursue themes more unusual and interesting for the country music of that era. He lowered his voice to a guilty purr and started making hits out of songs in which he begged his baby for forgiveness. Farron Young made repentance sound like it belonged in the honky-tonk. His first hit in this mode was called Forgive Me, Dear, which he co-wrote with George Jones, who, of course, was not exactly a model of good behavior himself. Young followed it up with a song he wrote all by his lonesome called All Right.
All right.
You can hear the progression of Farron Young's style on two versions of the same song called Goin' Steady. The first version is included on the Country Music Foundation album. It was recorded in 1952 when he was still billed as the Hillbilly Heartthrob and finds Farron in full fiddle Hank Williams mode.
Well, me and my baby, her goin' steady. We ain't married, but we're getting ready to tie the knot. And I'm gonna make her my own. Now that I found her, I'm gonna keep her. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. She's my baby. She's going steady with me.
Now let's listen to a version of Goin' Steady 18 years later, which you can find on a Mercury Records collection devoted to Young. By this time, he was a big commercial star, and he'd ditched the fiddles, added backup singers in the accepted mode of the day, and sped up the tempo. Still sounds real good to me, though.
Well, me and my baby, we're going steady. We ain't married, but we're getting ready to tie the knot. And I'm gonna make her my own. Now that I've found her, I'm gonna keep her. Finders, keepers, and losers, weepers, she's my baby. She's going steady with me.
My favorite selection on the Country Music Foundation disc is its only live cut, a banged-out version of a Willie Nelson song called 3 Days, recorded in 1962. The year before, Young had given Nelson his first big hit as a songwriter with the mournful Hello Walls. 3 Days, though, is even more thrilling in its out-there despair.
3 days that I dread to see her out. 3 days that I hate to be alive. 3 days filled with tears and sorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. There are 3 days.
I ask you, has anyone ever made depression sound more jaunty? Farron Young has a strong cult reputation. K.D. Lang recorded 3 Days, for example. But Farron Young is still alive, and he deserves more credit now for making strong music about tender emotions.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.